So, he's opinionated and controversial and he's one of the most successful radio DJs ever. Please welcome Chris Moyles!
Drink,
I would love a drink. You know me, never say no.
No, and there's some Twiglets there, Bombay mix.
Oh, I like a bit of Bombay mix. What have you got?
Skull.
Skull's nice, I like
yeah.
Skull.
Kestrel Super, that's nice.
Well, I'm happy with the Skull,
yeah. Why not, love? I don't see it very often.
And it's nice, isn't it?
You got to go to work tomorrow?
Yes, first thing in the morning.
Oh.
Come on the show, come in.
Yeah. Let's just get leathered on Skull and turn up.
Thank you very much. This is very nice.
Hey, now, you've got an album out.
I have got an album out. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, look at that. The parody album. It's all your parodies that have been on the show.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And we've done... I'm really proud of it. I know this sounds really kind of silly, but when you ask people to buy stuff, if they're going to spend the money, you want them to go, it's good. So we really worked hard. We recorded all the tracks at Abbey Road Studios and we've put a lot of work into it. It's bloody brilliant.
Is it true you had vocal coaching with Evie from X Factor?
I did, yeah.
Really?
Because I know Evie and I rang her and said, hi, I'm recording an album. Would you help me with my vocal lessons? And she goes, what? And I went, so she came to the studio a couple of nights, and we recorded everything at night time because I did the radio show in the morning. So she just said, look, when I'm not here, just remember your vocal warm-up exercises and you'll be fine. And so I'd have to be in the studio, in the vocal booth, doing my very odd-looking warm-ups. Do you want to see what?
Yeah, go on, please. Right. You've got to show me now.
Okay, so it's all about opening up your diaphragm. So imagine if you would. So I'm in the vocal booth and you're going. Are you all right?
No. You're a bit sick. I know. It's sitting right there.
If it helps, I'll turn on the other way.
Yeah. Oh. No.
You get the idea.
Yeah, behind your pepe, that's what I want. You bloody pervert.
How rude!
So what does that do?
It kind of...
What's that all about?
Well, what does that mean?
Yes.
That's quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I haven't seen you do that since we went out for that drink on a Thursday afternoon.
Well, no, I reached a few octaves that night, didn't
you? It opens...
I know when it bloody opens up,
no,
I can see it opening.
I don't want this interview to be riddled with cheap innuendo, but basically...
Well, you should stop before you start performing on me.
I was doing my oral warm-up.
Yes, yes. Not on my penis, you don't. Look at you recording the album.
Okay.
Congratulations, Chris. You're the longest-running breakfast show host in the history of radio. Wow!
Amazing, isn't it?
How does it feel?
It feels quite nice, bearing in mind that every other month in the newspapers I'm getting fired, so it's quite nice to kind of beat the record.
I want to ask you about that. How's that story keep coming out? Look at that. Moyles off his brekkie.
Do I look like a man who's off his breakfast? Let's be honest.
No, you look like you're on it.
I look like I'm constantly on a drip. apparently I'm losing the show. That was in the summer, I think. But I'm still here, so... Yeah. It's nice to just, you know, get up and go to work and do the show. And it doesn't matter what anybody writes. We're not going anywhere. We're all signed up. We're all got a contract. I'm going to go away at Christmas and have a couple of weeks, and then, unbelievably to these journalists, we're going to come back in January and keep doing the show, so I am not going anywhere. So there you go.
Bless you. To be fair, it's amazing you're still in a job anyway. I'm being honest with you. I've seen a list of your insults that you've done on air.
A lot of
poor old Nicola from Girls Aloud. Oh. You called her, what's it, a horsey face?
Don't repeat it.
Long face, horsey chop.
No, it isn't. Now, in my defense...
You called Posh Spice a whore.
No, now... Let me clear this up. I want to clear this up. It's the way you say it. When they write it, it looks harsh, right?
What whore in a lovely pink font?
Well, sure. Like, you know, there's a difference between you whore and you whore. And that's, you know...
You motherfucker, you.
Yeah,
exactly. Nice.
That's nice. It's different. It's happy. Happy.
Yeah, happy day.
Yay! Go fuck yourself!
Yeah!
See, it's nice. Nobody can be offended like that.
Yeah, you've been laughing all the way to the to rehab.
But no, let me clear something up, right? A lot of this stuff, well, I'm on the radio for 3.5 hours a day, right? Yeah. And I say a lot of stuff, I talk a lot. And they take these little things out, and they often take things out of context. And you'd think, if you'd never heard the show before and you just read the newspapers, you'd think that every morning I'd start at 6:30 and go, start the clock! Victoria Beckham's a whore! That one from Girls Aloud looks like a ghost with ginger pubes on her face! And all of that. And it's not... The show's not like you,
no, it's not like that. When you go down, it's really fun. I've just noticed Alicia Dixon getting ready over there. Come and join us. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
You all right?
We've
better
seen you.
Where do you
want
to go?
Sit down.
Has he ever slagged you off on the radio?
Oh, yeah, but he's fine.
I never have.
Actually?
What?
No, you've always been really lovely.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
He's my mate. We're mates.
How are you finding Strictly Come Dancing?
Loving it now. Loving it now.
Yeah.
First week was a bit of a mare.
I know. They've been vile.
They were a bit vile. Me, thick. Chris. But no, now it's brilliant. I'm just really relaxed, really comfortable, really enjoying it.
Oh, no. Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Who do you think's going to win?
I'd like to see Ricky get to the final.
Yeah. Ali Bastian's good as well, though, isn't she?
She's very good, actually. She's got very good arms, very beautiful arms.
Yeah. I think Christine Blakely's going to win.
You need to stop watching UK Gold. It's not there anymore. You go and get ready to perform, Alicia. He's been drinking.
Thanks, darling.
See you later. Have you been drinking? Stop being so bloody horrible.
Sit down.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck with the album.
Yeah, whatever.
Give it up for Chris Moyle there. I love him.